Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment used in rapid transit system. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Again, www.brequipmentco.com. Or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For all the different kinds of construction projects, we require different types of heavy equipment. So if one has just started a construction company and is checking out for the machine that he should possess to start working, quite frankly, he will not find one. However, once he has been able to bag a project, he can start looking for heavy equipment, using which he can start on the work. However, let me repeat that. However, Now, again, you know, on that kind of aspect, you always should start looking before you get the job. Just have backup, you know. Know what the rental rates are. Know if you're going to go buy it to see if it's available around here. One type of heavy equipment that can't be used for all kinds of work. One type of heavy equipment can't be used for all the kind of work. For instance, you can't use a loader to roll the roads. I mean, that's basically, you know, a job that you get pavement rollers and stuff like that. But to take up concrete, you would probably use a loader. You need a roller for that purpose. And if you try using other machines, then you may not be able to do the work precisely as you would been able to do it by using the right sort of machines. Construction company owners should pick up the machines on a basis of the kind of project that he or she generally wants to work on. There are some construction companies who specialize in construction roads. So when you find all the necessary heavy equipment required for the road construction at your disposal, in case if you do not have it with them, they will manage to buy one or get it on rent. For companies who take the project of constructing a subway, they got to be ready, choosy with the kind of machines they are using. Ideally, the most construction companies all around the world use tunnel boring machines, also known as TBM. The other equipment that are primarily used to complete the TBMs during the construction of subways. The tunnel boring machine is made up of rotating cutter heads that is located at the front of the cylinder steel shell. This is pushed forward to excavate the ground. The steel shield is used to support the excavated earth until the lining of the final tunnel is constructed at the back of the shield. Hydraulic jacks are being used for the population and pushes against the vertical tunnel lining system. The material that the tunnel boring machine generates during this process is removed by a conveyor belt system and ferried away in trucks. As the tunnel boring system gets ready to move to the next level, the liners are placed above the machine to form the tunnel. These liners are nothing but precast concrete tunnel segments that are carried in huge trucks to the construction site. And I know you guys have seen something like this, you know, kind of like when we build the trench tunnels here. It's kind of almost the same concept where you have to keep connecting them as you go. Now, while the tunnel boring machine is working all through the night or through the day, it causes a little or no disruption to the surface above. So people walking on the surface of the road may not even know what is happening just right under their feet or under the right down under them. Once the job is done, the tunnel boring system is broken down into parts so that it can be hauled to the next project and can be reconstructed as per design of the subway. So, before the tunnel boring machine and the liners go into the next job site, the preliminary works as already done, and the charge is given to the machine once it arrives at the site. Again, this is the subway system that you need to be building in almost every major city because it will help your transportation problems. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.